get around the edge and get your hand up on the football.
Yeah, like I was saying, 2 minute situation, I was going to get an opportunity. It was just one on one with me and the tackle. I got a good key, got a good get off through my move, and it landed, and I was able to get the ball out.
You should get a bonus, right, for avoiding overtime in the preseason. You should get some kind of reward for that.
Well, I think so too.
You talked about what the defense was able to do. You guys have been preaching turnovers virtually all summer, and you got two big ones at the beginning, and then one to salt one away. I mean, you got them at all the key times.
Yeah, I mean, it was something we've been talking about since the end of last year, is getting more turnovers, getting the ball back in our offense's hands, taking away their possessions, getting more for us, giving us just opportunities to score points is, it's a huge factor in winning and losing games.
You had a nice game last week, and to stack another one on top of that's big for you, isn't it?
I mean, that's what you want to do when you're a young guy trying to make the team, trying to make a name for yourself. You just have to take it kind of a week at a time. And, it's only preseason, but I'm getting a lot of reps both on special teams and defense. So it's just about taking advantage and putting the best film you possibly can out there.
Do you think that's the type of play that can leave a lasting memory with coaches and J-Rob?
I think so. Those are just impact plays. They're important, and it gave us a chance to win. So I'm hoping somebody's looking and paying attention to it. But the most important thing is that I made a play for our team to win.